Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Six two three four seven. I don't have an account, I don't think.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you could please repeat that zip code again.
33547.
33547.
Right.
Okay, and
Who I contacted? What? Let me make sure I called the right number. I'm sorry.
We're a call center that provides
What
customer
company?
service.
Okay, good. Okay. Yes, I was trying to input my credit card information for Home Depot. Is that who you're with?
No, ma'am, we do not provide customer service for Home Depot. Yeah, we.
I just got scammed.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that again?
I said I may have just gotten scammed.
Yes, ma'am. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so we have to actually access
Really?
it. We have to actually access information from our database
What
to
about Dyson? Do you provide service for them? Dyson?
no, ma'am, but we are familiar with orders where customers probably complete surveys for items. Dyson vacuum is something
Yes.
that's offered. We usually assist with something that's in the term,
Yes.
not the vacuum itself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what it is. It's in regards to the survey that my card was declined, but I know there's money in that account, like $700 at least, so I don't understand why it was declined. Do you have any idea?
I can just have a recommendation possibly for card protection. You would have to check with the card
Okay.
issuer. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how would I be able to get back into the system?
I'm not certain if you did receive an email. You can go back to the original email. That's
No,
a.
it kind of just popped up, I think.
I'm
Maybe it
sorry.
was an email. I'm not quite certain.
Okay, yeah, that's a suggestion. Email or could have been a pop-up. We don't know exactly how they start, but we just know that some of them, many of the online orders start with surveys or something on social media or pop-up, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was in my email. I got more possible. But what if I can't get back in? Can I call this number back, or do you have a record of that or anything?
What is your name, please?
My name is Robin Lewis.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, if you would also verify your address for security purposes.
Yes, my address is 2911 Nichols Road in Lithia, Florida, 33547.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that information. So I've gotten some information pulled up that shows for today's date where there was an attempt to process a request there. It does show that a survey was completed. It does show Dyson vacuum was the item offered, but the decline charge is for the Bitesub Meal app, which is what we assist with here. It shows a decline payment for the $59.89.
But it
So
didn't say anything, and I looked. I didn't say anything about a $59 payment for anything. What is that for?
it's for the Bitesub Meal app. It's provided in terms and conditions. So when you agreed to the offer, you were agreeing to terms at that time.
Didn't have any terms. That's what I'm saying. I didn't list any because I'm very familiar with these surveys, and I know that you have to check the small print, but it didn't have any.
Okay, well, there are terms there. Individuals do call and say they saw where they would be billed the monthly charge, but since we don't process the orders, I don't have a lot of details with it. But it does show that the charge
Right.
was declined.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to find out why it was declined, and I'm going to look for that information again. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that for? What is a meal, a package for meals or something like that?
Yeah,
Like this.
the Bite Sub Meal app does provide you with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. You can plan helps you to plan out your meals for a 30-day period, healthy meals. Also gives you information on how to maximize your energy by decreasing carbohydrates and helps you to make better food choices. There are different features, I'm sure, with the app.
They don't actually send you out the food as well, right?
I don't think automatically. You probably have to go in and activate some features with it. But
Okay.
it's,
All right.
yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll call my bank to find out what happened there. I guess that's where I need to start.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this all legit? Do you know? I mean, can you tell me that at least? This is legit, right?
Yeah, that we assist here with the meal app. You know, it's limited information as far as
Oh.
the items with the vacuum. I've talked to people that said that they did receive items. I'm seeing more of the vacuum these days. iPads were something that were offered some time ago, but we don't assist with those items. We just assist with the meal app.
I see. I mean, I'm gonna get the items for sure, right?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
They are getting the items that they're supposed to be getting vacuum. Did you get that?
Yeah,
Eventually, right?
I don't talk with every customer, so I don't have a confirmation
No,
of it. I
I
know
realize
that there are items
that. Okay.
that are offered, and I don't know if it's offered to you as a gift or if it's a winning or if you they have to pull something where it shows that you win it. So
I have
not
to
sure
get my phone
exactly
to
how
get
that
what
works.
they. Okay. Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.